If there's one thing that, to me, most screams amateur writing, it's not broken grammar rules or poor punctuation or anything like that. It's unnecessary words. Top-quality professional writing is always efficient, while the writing that comes off as less than professional is usually not. That's what Cornell English professor William Strunk had in mind when, in the handbook he wrote for his students, he said, "Omit needless words." But I'd put that even more strongly. Omit needless words, phrases, clauses, sentences, and paragraphs. You'd be amazed how often I'll be copy-editing an article written by a professional writer, that improves tremendously the minute I cut out 2, 3, or even 10 whole sentences. Now, if there's a way to make your writing come out economical in the very first draft, I haven't found it. But I do know that, with a quick reread and a relentless red pen, anyone can achieve professional quality economy of words in their writing. All you have to do is read back over what you've written, looking for anything and everything that can be chopped out. For example, the following sentence came up in my editing recently. The writer was trying to tell people buying prints of photographs that appeared in the paper that the prints they get may not be the exact same dimensions as the image they saw in the paper. It was worded something like this. Due to discrepancies between the available print sizes and the layout of the photos as they appeared in the print edition, prints may be cropped in such a way that cuts off some of the image. Now, here's that same passage when I got through with it about 60 seconds later. Images may be cropped to fit available print sizes. The reason this sentence was so long in the first place was that the writer really believed that all that information needed to be in there. He thought it was important to explain that there could be discrepancies between what showed up in the paper and what the photo would look like once it was framed and sent through the mail. But really, there was no reason to explain all that. It was plenty clear enough in images may be cropped to fit available print sizes. So often, a lack of conciseness comes from over-explaining, or, another way of looking at it, underestimating the reader. Those situations are tough to catch in your own writing. But there are other forms of wordiness that are much easier to catch and fix. Wordy expressions like, due to the fact that, and for his part, are usually unnecessary and can be either chopped out or shortened. Adverbs are another common culprit. I see so many that can and should be taken out. Here's an example of how you might see adverbs misused in a poorly written crime novel. Jane brutally killed him. She truly didn't want to, but he ultimately gave her absolutely no choice. This passage can go from garbage to perfectly fine writing just by getting rid of those adverbs. Jane killed him. She didn't want to, but he gave her no choice. If you pay attention, you'll notice that top writers even go light on the adjectives. There are a lot more sunsets, thugs, and cakes than there are beautiful sunsets, scary thugs, and delicious cakes. Naturally, adverbs and adjectives exist for a reason. Some should stay. But only if you lose something by taking them out. Usually, I've found, adjectives and adverbs that add information are worth keeping. That is, she walked quickly says more than just, she walked. But adjectives and adverbs that add only emphasis can usually go. A word like truly, or uniquely, or totally usually just comes off as lame. She walks truly quickly. So every time you look back over your writing, ask yourself whether all the words, phrases, and sentences are needed. Try chopping them out. If your passage loses something when you do, go ahead and put them back in. Otherwise, remember that efficient writing is professional writing.